This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We are off and running and ready for 4 hours of sports content. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There is Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion, and his draft polo on. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75, and Fitzhugh. Fixing to go 4 hours flawless. He'll keep the Gators down best he can. Woolchuck and Chia follower in the house, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. And Cowboys mandatory minicamp is underway. Stars coaching search is underway. Rangers baseball coming up in 4 hours. NBA draft 3 weeks and 2 days away. Is that what we're looking at? No, less than that. 2 weeks and 2 days.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, June 27th, right?
Yeah. It's like a week after the season ends.
Very exciting times. And now we're standing by for reports coming out of the mandatory minicamp. The reporters are on a hold. You can no longer live tweet practice, which is unfortunate. But when this thing wraps and they get a chance to talk to the players, they're going to unload those notebooks. And throughout today's show, breaking news and new topics based on what happened today will be evolving, and we hope you can stay here with us. So far, Shoddy talked about Micah Parsons getting him with that good night call. He says, I was really kind of ticked off at my kids, to be honest. I called my son and said, bud, you got to look out for dad. he's like a football movie character, I swear.
Yeah, he is.
He's making it a lot more fun. The press conferences are more entertaining than they've ever been. Says, but I don't know these things. I just thought he missed me.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. He reached out to check in and see what's going on. I was like, damn. So I got on my kids and my daughter, and I was like, I don't do much of that social media stuff, and he got me pretty good. So that's the update on that.
Well, and on the innocent, so naive, just thinking his guys love him so much the same way he loves them.
Yeah. Hey, I'd have been there, too, if it wasn't for Lucius. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Me and Shoddy are in the same lane of life. We got our kids. We got our work. And, man, there's just no time to keep up.
Yeah.
You know? I see the new words and the new trends coming out there, and I'm like, man, I wonder where that came from. And, you know, and usually that's like 2 years late. So,
but more like 4 to 6.
4 to 6. Four to six.
Crazy. Yeah, I was saying things in 2016. You guys just now saying, I'm like, oh, look at that.
See, there you go. Yeah, maybe a decade.
Look at this. It's mainstream now.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Took us about a decade to get rolling.
Yeah, man, we're behind.
Yeah. On to new stuff.
Well, Tommy Arish, DallasCowboys.com, says that Micah and Jerry had a one-on-one for about 30 minutes at minicamp practice today.
Oh, they're doing one-on-ones out there.
So they were, yeah, they were just having a nice, nice conversation. Joseph Hoyt has a picture of Micah taking a knee on the sidelines. He did not actually do drills, but I guess the big news is that, yeah, him and Jerry were talking. Maybe they're trying to get this thing ironed out.
Well, you know, I think that's interesting. Maybe, you know, they were talking about anything. I would just think if Micah has gotten this far, the Cowboys have not in their pattern of behavior shown that this means they're going to come right with an offer right now. I would just be surprised. I think that's Jerry kind of shooting the breeze and, you know, maybe letting him know, dude, this is, the bullets are going to start flying. You know, I might have to say some things about you. You might fire back at us, and that's going to be good for the news cycle. So you bring it. I might throw it back. Nothing personal, bro. You know, here's some point in training camp, we'll get a deal done and everything will be happy. But between now and then, we're going to hammer this thing out like we usually do, which is to drag this out. I think Micah might have to take this to I'm going to miss games, and then he'll get the deal done, because you know, the Cowboys don't budge until there's a real deadline, and the only real deadline they have is at the end of the second franchise tag. He told you last week, I'm looking forward to being the first week at Oxnard, but it's in the owner's hands now. That means if there's no deal, I'll be holding out, right? That is a clear interpretation. He's not going to be at the beginning of Oxnard.
Well, if he makes any kind of indication he's holding out, if I'm Will McClay, I go sign Von Miller right now then. I sign Von Miller, and I'm going to try and piece together with players the number of sacks I'm going to get from Micah this year. I'm going to try and piece together 15, 16 sacks. I'm going to try and get some from Fowler. I'm going to try and get some from Von Miller. I'm going to try and get some from Ezeraku. I'm going to try and just piece this thing together the best I can, because if he's going to hold out, and we have no intention of we don't want to cave on a holdout.
Yeah.
And he wants to, continue to miss game checks, which no player wants to do.
Yeah.
But okay.
That'd be a power move right there.
If I go talk to Jerry, and maybe Jerry saddles up to Will and says, listen, talking to Micah, there's a possibility this might not get done. Then if I'm Will, I immediately say, do you have any problems with me going to getting Von Miller then? That's what I would do. I would just try and piece together the number of sacks that it's going to take to get me to Micah Parsons' numbers. You know, and it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be the best. It's not, you know, people not going to fear us like they probably should. But I got to protect myself now, because, you know, if a holdout turns into like, well, we're playing without, no. Hey, the team's doing just fine without Micah right now. They're finding a way to get sacks. They're finding a way to play run defense. The defense isn't completely falling apart. So that's what I would do. I would just say, you know, if he's planning on holding out, we need to react in a very bold way.
Love what you're saying there. I think that's a great contingency. The fact Mike is there today, though, I think speaks volumes. You've got T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson both want new deals. Same position. They're not there with their team.
Yeah, no, Micah, this is good. This is good. I think the fact that he's at mandatory minicamp is cool. I think it's probably because of the conversations he and Shoddy had and the fun that they're all having. I think this is a testament to that. But yeah. I think it was very clear what he said last week. Now, maybe he had a conversation that would take him off of what he put on Twitter last week. But until there's a public statement otherwise, I think he told us, I will not be at training camp unless Jerry Jones gives me the contract that I want. And we know the Cowboys aren't going to give him that contract until their feet are held to the fire, like Zeke did, you know, like a few others have. You know, obviously CeeDee Lamb did. And I can't imagine getting ready to play week one without Micah Parsons. If you have any aspirations of getting it, like, sure, maybe we could patch it together with Ezeraku and Sam Williams and Von Miller.
We have no choice now.
And Dante Fowler.
Yeah, if we just got to get to the number of 16.
See, and that's what the Cowboys need to do. They need to be ruthless in these negotiations. Like, fine, you want to hold out? Good. We're going to rush the passer. Let us know when you're ready to play. You know, if they would do that, then agents would stop destroying them at the bargaining table. But right now, they're like a turtle on their back saying, oh, no, one of our superstars is insisting that we reset the market for him. What do we do? There's no way we're going to trade him or move on from him, are we? You don't. And now that the agents have figured that out, they're just playing you like a fiddle. And you know, I think we can talk about alternate strategies they might try, but there's no sign they're going
to
go there.
It's really hard for a player to walk away from $2 million a week. It's hard. You know, when you look at Micah's contract, to hold out and then also be fined on top of that. But think about him just missing games and missing game checks. That's $2
million. That'd be $34
million. Yeah. Whew. Just think about that. Just think about all the, you know, that's difficult for a player to do. But you have to be prepared for it. In this case, you know, I feel like they brought this on themselves. But also, too, maybe Jerry's telling Mike, listen, we need David to talk to Steven and Adam. You know, we don't need this to kind of keep going on and on and on. You know, let us have a chance to kind of negotiate here. Let us have a chance to kind of work with you and see what we can do. Don't just like make this a last minute thing. You know, I would try and understand. I go, where are you guys at on this? Where are you as a player? Where are you? And get him to tell me that. Maybe he doesn't tell him that, but I would, if I'm Jerry, I'm saying, hey, I can't do this without talking to your guy. Mm-hmm. And if your guy's going to hold me up, then we might have to do some other things here. Mm-hmm. You know, but the front office here needs to change the direction of how they sign players.
Absolutely.
Because right now they're like a pitcher out there getting just beat up.
And maybe Jerry spun some magic today. I guess we should leave the opportunity for that because he did that with Tyron Smith. You know, it was like, is a deal going to get done? Next thing you know, Tyron's at camp. They have a conversation, and now Tyron's headed for the most team-friendly deal they signed of the era.
Yeah, Steven is better at explaining to Micah how things are going to work with the cap. Jerry is there, I think, to just tell Micah, listen, you know, this is how I see it right now. Steven's the one that knows the nuts and bolts because Steven's got to think about his cap going forward. Jerry is probably not into the cap as much as Steven and Adam and those guys. So if Micah, like you say, Jerry puts his arm around Mike and says, listen, this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. This is one of those meetings, I believe. I don't believe this is a nuts and bolts of, hey, listen, if you sit down with me right now and I'll show you the spreadsheet. And I'll show you how this is going to look here in 3-4 years and see if you like the direction that we're going here. Because if you try to take all this, then we're not going to be as good because that's not your fault. That's our fault. But I'm just explaining to you right now where we're at. You don't owe us anything. You don't owe us, but I just want to show you where we're at. I think that sometimes that makes a difference.
It does.
I think it opens the player's eyes that wow, okay, well, we're going to suck without some of these guys.
Okay, speaking of sucking, do you think the nature of the relationship between the Jones boys and Mulligetta, do you think that has an impact here? Like, man, does it get personal with some of these
Mulligetta agents? Mulligetta is an SOB, and I mean that in admiration.
He's
don't mean
the best
that in,
right now.
I'm not. That is a guy.
I mean, could a Mulligetta client actually do that and take less? Be like, hey, Jerry's making some good points. I think Dave would be like, hell no, he's not. Right. Come back here.
Yeah, the agent doesn't want to be the one that takes less of a deal.
Yeah,
because that's bad for all the other players. Mm-hmm. That's all, you know, all the other agents would then get mad. Right now, every agent that has a high-profile client is cheering for David Mulligetta to rake these guys. Mm-hmm. Just cheering for him. But, you know, the Cowboys have got to change their fortune some way or somehow.
Indeed. They're the sucker at the table right now. Big week for the Rangers. They're trying to claw their way back into the picture of the division. They need to make up 5 games just to get back to even. It'll be Malley, Leiter, Corbin the next 3 nights as they are in Minnesota visiting the Twins. I feel like Malley is auditioning for his next team right now. Even if you're Byers, I think Malley's going to go. And it's kind of exciting because I don't know what they're going to get for him, but it's a significant salary slot as well. Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. Sands is going to be joining us at 4:40. Okay, we got Jake Berger coming up.
Oh, good.
Tuesday. We got Berger. He's one of our faves.
Yeah, Jake Berger's coming up.
Berger.
He's been hitting some nicens. Okay, no, we got Sean Armstrong.
Oh,
okay.
Sean Armstrong.
Yeah, we got Sean Armstrong coming up at 3:20.
It's a big pivot.
So there's been a lot of text here over the last 10 minutes or so. Let's just let that settle. And I'm pretty sure that the Rangers player show has Armstrong's name all over it coming up at 3:20. We'll get Berger on soon. Be a great week to have on Marcus Semien, but I guess he's got some things going on up there that, you know, prevented him from doing that. But I was like, man, is there any way we could get Semien, who's been the best hitter in baseball over the last week and a half? But I guess we'll just, you know, settle for the future because when he gets hot, he stays hot. CY was on with us yesterday if you missed it. And he did confirm that Eovaldi and DeGrom are here, you know, for their contracts. It's not a situation they're looking to trade out of if they have to sell. I think they're looking at it like, as long as we have these two guys pitching like this, and they could be the next Verlanders, you know, they could be the next Scherzers who just go to 40 and we're fine right here. They're actually going to pitch amazing over the next couple. Okay. This might be my favorite story of the day. Just going to put it out there right now. Hopefully I'm not stealing any rim session content coming up later on, Chief. But
No, free game.
maybe I'm getting butt cracked, but at Spurs reporter here, according to multiple independent sources, Victor Wembanyama is not only deeply interested in Shaolin culture, he had a master shave his head, and he is now beginning a 10-day retreat at that temple. His upcoming travel plans have been paused, and his entourage has already left. So Wemby going on a significant spiritual journey here.
He's dining with monks. And
yeah, that sounds fascinating, dude. Like, you know, if you dive deep into whatever it is, you know, a lot of the spiritual teachings say, bro, you got to take like 6 weeks a year and get right with God. You know, you need a sabbatical. That's where that idea comes from. Like, if we want to be balanced spiritually as humans, I think we would take more long vacations and, you know, go deep inside our spirituality or whatever. The pro athletes can do that. That's just a major quality of life advantage, and it's good to see young Wemby making the most of
it. Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did that.
Yeah, Ricky Williams did it. Took a year off.
Ricky Williams, too. Yeah, he was living in a tent, doing shrooms, smoking dope, reading books.
and you
came
know,
came back, became a chiropractor.
Maybe he's totally different.
Maybe he never plays again.
That's possible.
Maybe he just
he stays up there. We never see him again.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to find enlightenment. That could take 10, 15, 20 years.
Tallest monk of all time, huh?
I was kind of reading what monks eat.
Yeah, what are monks eating?
I'm kind of in the plan of the Christian monks, the Benedictines, those guys.
Franciscans.
Yeah, they are like the rule of Saint Benedict. And they have their staples are bread, cheese, vegetables, fruits,
meat,
legumes. Those are beans.
Cold beer.
And sometimes fish, meat. They sometimes eat a little of that. But there's some other ones, like if you're talking about, let's see, if you go Buddhist, they only eat like once or twice before noon. So meals vary. A lot of vegetarians.
He's not going full vegetarian.
I went to this Buddhist place this one time over there in like Plano.
Yeah.
And their thing was they couldn't eat unless their followers gave them food. I was like, wow. Better be nice to your followers.
Yeah, dude. That'll get you right real quick.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
So he's doing it in China.
Yeah, this is a lot of vegetarian stuff. Oh, not Thailand.
I was thinking last season of White Lotus, Lucius. I just kept hearing, Pop or no?
Pop or no? Over and over. Where's my Brinzathal?
We got a run, Nation. Top 10 coming up next. G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side of this break. Well, Chuck, what's the subject matter?
Well, it's one of my favorites, National Egg Roll Day. What are the top 10 most popular items at the Chinese buffet, Brian brought us? And we're going to do some College World Series trivia.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. G-Bag of the Day champion in just a second. Then Woolchuk's Top 10 at 220. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has your champ.
Mic check. Sure. Yeah, man, I got it for you right here. It went to a vote off yesterday between the Tolos on the G-Bag Nation Twitter page. Our winner right here is Joey Cares. Shout out to Joey, because he cares if nobody else cares. I'll tell you what. Oh, Joey. But Joey does not listen, so that's why he fell for this joke.
I'm about to go to the emergency room.
What's up?
My eyes.
Your what?
My eyes.
What they doing?
When I close my case.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to go. I'm on my way home.
No.
When I close my case.
Oh, man. I'm on my way, boy. I'm on my way.
F that.
Boy, did you call your daughter?
Joey.
Huh?
Listen to what I'm saying. Oh.
Go ahead.
I said, when I close my KC.
Oh, you motherfucker made me spend this whole truck around.
Oh, no. F that.
She said, good. Joey, my eyes. He said, what they doing?
See if Joey can Golden. Make it two in his pursuit of five coming up tonight at 5:30, right before LA Live. It's the G-Bag of the Day. Segment's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here he is, Zach with an H.
Oh, my goodness. It's really the Brian Broaddus National Days today, because we've got National Egg Roll Day and National Iced Tea Day.
Oh, I love
mean, these
both.
Are
yeah.
outstanding. So yeah. The top 10, what are your top 10 favorite things when you go to the Chinese buffet? What are you going for? 877-881-1053. I've got the top 10 most popular items. But
how are you doing this tea thing?
The iced tea?
Yeah, like the best tea brands? Well, type of teas?
I just left out I'm not doing the tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Tea.
I didn't know
no,
where
right.
to go
no,
with the tea.
Yeah, that's nowhere to go. That's,
like
yeah.
Lipton?
That was a tough one.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I was like, the flavored teas? Yeah. Like, what do I do with the tea? I don't know.
Those Nestle iced teas used to have us in a headlock back in the day, bro. Yeah. Nestle iced teas.
Amazing.
The cans.
The Arizona. Oh, the blue and gold cans are blue and yellow.
And Arizona yes. iced tea has kept the same price.
Yeah.
It's still 99 cents. Those things are delicious. But, I mean, shout out to iced tea. I do, when right. I go to a Chinese buffet, I do get the iced tea.
Absolutely. I was listening to some old iced tea on my way in today.
There we go.
Classics.
Gosh. Iced tea. But got a question for you guys. College Men's World Series. It's set.
Yeah, cuz.
All right. Coastal Carolina, Arizona, Oregon State, Louisville, UCLA, Arkansas, and LSU, plus Murray State. They're all in it. But which schools have the most College World Series appearances? Let's see how many
LSU
you guys can name.
LSU has 20 of them. I know that.
LSU is definitely one of the most.
Murray State has none. This yeah. is their first.
Murray State would not be one of the top 11 schools.
Arkansas, no, I think Arkansas has... here recently has been pretty good. I'm going to say Arkansas has 8.
Oregon State.
Oregon State's one of your guesses?
What yeah. that?
Beavers.
We don't have Oregon State or Arkansas. LSU is one of the most. You're yeah. right about LSU.
Yeah.
You nailed that one.
Arizona. Would Arizona be up there?
Arizona. No. Arizona's not. They are. Yep. Arizona's one of the top 11.
They're actually, UC Irvine.
UC Irvine's a weird one, a little bit obscure. They're not
are you
one
talking
of them.
About
but we do have some California schools in here.
Are you talking about the most?
Just appearances.
Just overall?
Just appearances.
USC.
Total. USC does. Yep.
Texas.
Texas has the most.
I was confused by what we were doing
Texas
here.
Is number one. They've got 38 trips to the College World Series. They've got the most out of anybody. There is an Arizona school in here.
It's Arizona State.
Arizona State has 22 appearances. They have the fourth most behind
Coastal Carolina, Louisville.
Not Louisville. There's a lot of Florida. There's two big Florida schools.
Yeah, Florida State, Miami.
Florida State, Miami. Both of them are 2-3 on here. Actually, they might be. Florida State, I think, has.
Miami's got a ton of them.
They've got 25.
Yeah.
Miami's got 26.
Yeah.
Here's what happened, Woolchuck. UC Irvine was actually in that thing twice in 2007 and 14. That was right in my heyday of watching Pat Casey and those Oregon State
Beavers. I liked the guess. Yeah. I mean, it was an obscure guess, and I thought for a second, maybe you nailed it.
Arizona State, better guess, Barry Bonds, much more tradition.
And Reggie Jackson.
Did you guess Cal State?
Cal State, yeah. Fullerton?
Yep. Yeah, Cal State's on here.
We didn't get that one.
Yep, Cal State's on here. And then I think the only other one that we're missing here, there's one, are they? I think they're in the Big Ten. They're not even in the Pac-12. There's a Big 12 school.
Northwestern?
Wait, Big 12?
Big 12 has a representative.
12.
And then two former
Nebraska.
Pac-12.
Stanford. Oh, that's
Stanford.
ACC.
Oh, Stanford's
ACC.
Yeah. Stanford's on there.
Stanford's ACC. I'm sorry. Yeah. God, what am I thinking?
But there is one former Pac-12 that's now a Big Ten. They're
Oregon.
A big program. Not Oregon.
They only got good recently.
It's not Nebraska.
And I don't know how good they've been recently.
Cal's ACC.
USC?
It's USC. Okay. Yeah, the fighting Jared
Sanders.
Didn't
I say USC?
Did you say USC?
Right off the
I don't know if you did.
I did right off the jump.
But we have Oklahoma State. That's the one that we're missing.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, yep, with quite a few appearances. So they were really, really good in the 80s
and
the
90s. I misunderstood the game. I thought you were asking me how many with the current group have been in the
No, I just read the field,
okay.
Like kind of what we have, like who's in it now, and then just most overall appearances.
I think Arkansas is going to win this thing.
Arkansas looks really good. They look like quite a juggernaut. If LSU can make it through, you like the Tigers' chances?
Oh, the Tigers have got some really good starting pitching, and they kind of built their team on starting pitching and defense. They will have lulls where they don't hit particularly well. They've hit well in this tournament. So if that continues, they got a shot. I was watching Murray,
Murray State.
They had
to celebrate twice yesterday. They got that like obstruction call on them.
Gosh, that was, I mean, I'll tell you what, that was a big time win for them. I mean, their baseball stadium holds 800 people.
What?
800.
800 people?
And the manager mows the yard. He mows the yard himself.
I love an intimate venue like that.
Yeah.
Goodness. 817, I think, was confused as well. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
It's all right, dude.
I set that up poorly. But what I do know that
took a page out of my book.
This delicious top 10 list that we have here. The most popular Chinese foods at the Chinese buffet. Brian Broaddus is a connoisseur. I don't know the last time everybody in this room went to a Chinese buffet. Lucius?
Yes, we did.
I think you're... When?
We were in Oxnard.
Okay, since then you haven't been?
Well, no, I've been since.
Right, right.
But I'm talking about you said everybody in the room.
Well, like most recently.
I don't think Dawson went, but us three went, right?
We did, Oxnard. And that was kind of a mistake.
That was the worst one you've ever had, right? The worst Chinese buffet you've ever had.
What I did was it was bad on my part because nobody could agree where we wanted to go, and I just said let's go to the buffet, and that way anybody can get what they wanted.
Which I do think not a bad idea. Unfortunately, the place we chose
was not good.
Very mid.
Yeah, very mid.
Honestly, it was worse than mid. It was bad.
It was truly terrible.
It was like you kind of know what you're getting. It's not going to be the greatest in the world, but you've got a great wide selection. And it's going to be pretty good, and you're going to leave full. But, Lucius, are you more of just the takeout Chinese food guy? We're not going to go to the buffet.
Yeah, 100% had some last night, in fact.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
What was your order?
Oh, it was orange chicken.
Yeah.
And there's some bourbon chicken, crab wagoons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And a whole lot of cabbage. Extra order cabbage, please.
Ooh, the cabbage.
Yeah, boil it for me.
The older I get, the more I appreciate cabbage.
You got it? Yeah.
Yep.
You got to process all that crap you just ate.
Bourbon chicken's underrated.
Number one
too.
Best Chinese food. That's the name of it.
Number one best?
Number one best.
Number one best.
That's the name of the place?
Number one best.
Number
awesome.
One best. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
For you.
All right. So the honorable mention on here for the most popular foods at the Chinese buffet are the soups. I know you're a big hot and sour soup fan. You got the egg drop soup, the wonton soup.
Wonton.
A variety of soups. The desserts, which I think the desserts can kind
as long as they have a soft serve thing, they're.
That's really what
you're about. Yeah, that's what it's about.
Just get
that's
the soft serve.
What it's about, the soft serve. Not that jello random crap they usually run.
No, and then they got some weird cakes and wafers. The wafers are actually good.
My favorite, I guess, Asian based dining would be the teriyaki bowl spots. Mm-hmm. And when I lived in Seattle for 2 years in the mid 90s, you know, they were exploding everywhere because of the population there. And I don't know if I would say that's a classic Chinese food buffet thing. It's kind of its own separate
teriyaki
deal.
They have chicken teriyaki.
Yeah, chicken. They do have chicken teriyaki
absolutely.
In there.
Absolutely,
they do.
But I don't think it's going to stack up to what you would get if you were in Seattle, like Seattle, San Francisco. No disrespect, but I think that's one of the places, few places that DFW does not fulfill, you know, its reputation as one of the best eating cities.
Seattle is at Chinatown.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I'm excited because we get, don't we have like San Francisco coming up in the Super Bowl rotation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next year.
So maybe we can.
This is the next
Super
Bowl.
That's the next one?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're Chinese fooding it up then.
We'll be bobbing and weaving the homeless feces.
A lot of poo.
To get to our Chinese buffet.
Didn't we just talk with somebody recently, went to San Francisco, was complaining about all the poo? Like they just cut the trip short.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a... Well, they have that app. They have like the Snapchat, but it's called Snap Poo.
Like it was so bad.
So you can warn people that there's grumpers on your walk route. That's a real thing in San Fran.
Our party did witness a one guy, one cup situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
I appreciated him not wanting to leave it on the sidewalk. You know, it might have been his front yard. But it's sad. It's sad.
He was saving lunch for an Eagles fan. That's what he was doing.
There you go.
Recycle. Hey, 469's right. That Great Wall in Frisco, the Chinese buffet. That's a really good one. Not too far from the Star.
Oh, that's one that's on the. It's on Preston.
Preston. That's an outstanding.
It is very good. They've got good choice there. You've got a carving station there as well.
Was that the one near the Hooters? There used to be one right there near the
Hooters.
It's
right next door.
Sherlock's was across the street.
No. This one's
That's
the
one we used to go to.
This one's next to an In-N-Out Burger.
Oh,
place.
Okay.
Yeah. And like Red Lobster.
It's right
there.
Before you get on the tollway. Yeah.
We're not talking about by the stadium.
No.
Is the one you go to by the stadium that Lucius is talking about?
Yeah, there's one by the stadium right there off Collins.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about right there.
That's the one that I was hammered after the parade. I dropped Dawson off. He was amazed I made it to his car.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, good luck, bro. And I'm like, yeah, I'll see you. And I went straight to the Chinese buffet. I
hope Peggy's not listening to that segment.
Oh, I hope not either. Seriously.
You're a bad person.
Number 10 is dumplings.
Why? I just don't get it.
He saw me how drunk I was. He should have known.
Oh, he did. Hey, Hagee saved us, man. He stayed for a good chunk of our show because we were all just like, I don't know if we can do radio right now. We were having such a good time. The dumplings are 10. You've got your sweet and sour chicken, shrimp, or pork at number 9.
Okay.
The crab rangoons are at 8.
Yeah.
That's too low.
I got to be honest with you, the first thing I go for at the Chinese buffet.
Yeah,
immediately beeline for the crab
rangoon. They're usually
right
next door to the spring rolls and the regular egg rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, your Chinese buffet is hitting if it has crab legs.
Oh, wait, crab legs?
If it has crab legs. Yeah. So you can just crack right. Yeah.
I've seen crawfish. I've never seen the crab legs.
There's a couple of sushi buffets, Tokyo One and Osaka.
Yeah.
Osaka is crab legs.
That's on Beltline.
Yeah,
that's
and Addison.
Yeah.
That's cool. Kung Pao chicken comes in at 7.
Terrific. I love a little spicy kick to it.
Boop. Lo Mein at 6. Get your noodles. Mm. 5 is the egg rolls. Shout out to National Egg Rolls.
Lo Mein is like a little rapper. Little rapper from China or something, Lo Mein.
Beef and broccoli at 4.
I tell you what, you got to be careful. The broccoli could be way too soft.
Really?
Yeah, it's too mushy sometimes because they let it steam in that pan and it gets way, way, way too. It's got these little bite to it with the beef.
I also think the proportion, like you get giant pieces of broccoli and then just little slivers of the beef. We need bigger pieces of beef.
Yeah, the ratios are crazy. 3-1 broccoli, it's a joke.
General Tso's chicken at 3.
Is it so? Is that what it is? It is so.
Is it so or Sal?
Is that the one with peanuts in it?
I think that might be the Kung Pao.
That's Kung Pao's got peanuts,
Orange chicken in 2.
Orange chicken's goated. So great. I mean,
do you put it on rice?
That's all.
Yes, right. You gotta have the rice stuck to it on the same fork.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when I go to a Panda Express, I'm actually gonna do the chow mein.
Okay.
I am going to do that.
You put the rice in a bowl and then put the orange chicken on top of the rice?
Yes. Yeah, that is.
We're doing it right.
That's the other way to go about it.
Yes, the sushi is Japanese 817. The sushi's not in the top 10 here.
Well, Japanese. I was going to say about the sushi, though.
But they do have sushi.
They have it.
Yeah, they do. Offer it. It's offered.
They do.
And then fried rice is number 1. That is the go-to.
I'll put fried rice in my hot and sour soup.
Yeah, make no mistake. We understand sushi and teriyaki is not Chinese, but the Chinese buffet is in no way Chinese.
We get chicken wings and pizza.
Like an Asian buffet. Yeah, we've got corn nuggets.
I'll tell you what.
Chicken strips.
The wings and pizza.
The wop.
The one that Lucius was talking about out there on Collins, it's got a full on, you don't even have to, you could have pizza and chicken wings. And
it's got the carving station.
It's got everything.
I used to go to the China King buffet in Denton for the most part just to really run a train on the their chicken wings.
Oh. If you're high, the real high end ones.
On the wings?
The real high end ones will have a.
Now we don't remember our numbers.
It was a very experimental time in college.
They'll have a build your own bowl. Build your own bowl. Like if you wanted like ramen kind of a bowl, they got all the fixings.
I like that.
Is that the drumstick or the flats?
I go flat there.
It's the combination.
I love it. All righty. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Bobby Belt talking minicamp coming up at 3 o'clock. The takeaways are starting to roll through. Chief, what are we doing next?
Football's finest, where mandatory minicamp means violence and no one giving an S about your feelings.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO. Go Men's Tea or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Bobby Belt's coming up at 3. Here's the Chief.
We got some young, spunky NFL coaches that are making waves with some of the things that they're saying, you know, trying to be like the kids or whatever. Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur. It is mandatory minicamp time here in football's finest. Let's go ahead and get into it. We start with Matt LaFleur. We go to the account of Zach Jacobson, who, of course, covers the Green Bay Packers. And footballer ball sack on this quote, boys, talking about Savion Williams. New TCU, or former TCU wide receiver, now Green Bay Packer. Pretty athletic guy, right?
Very, yeah.
Going to be exciting to see how they use him.
I'd have played him at running back.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy, right? Cordero Patterson style?
He can definitely play receiver, but he's just a guy you want to get the ball in his hands.
So young Matt LaFleur, footballer ball sack, said of Savion Williams, one that he was quote-unquote aura farming at practice. We started doing tricks on it crazy style. I'm really excited about where he's at right now. Not to glaze him, but he's certainly someone who just shows up and works.
He's backflip guy. He's, hey, watch this.
Mr. Athlete.
I'm laying down. I'm springing up, and now I'm standing.
Joe Milton's doing backflips at Cowboys practice.
I'm going to say ball sack. There were just a lot of words there that I don't know that Matt LaFleur knows.
I don't think he'd say glazing him.
I mean, he's a younger coach, but still, that was a lot. That was a mouthful.
I actually edited down that particular ball sack there from Zach Jacobson, who does not cover the Packers for the Wisconsin Star Green Bay Telegram.
I was going to say.
legislate, but that is one coach. Okay, now that wasn't real, but let's do Mike McDaniel here, if you don't mind, Lucius, because obviously we're waiting for Jalen Ramsey to be traded out for Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Still not traded, so he's just holding out, and Mike McDaniel's getting asked questions about it left and right, and he was asked about whether or not, like, he's surprised that a trade hasn't gone down yet.
I'm surprised it's taken this long to find a resolution. Team.
I don't personally, I don't give a shit about what I feel.
Okay. Thank you, Mike McDaniel. Wow. Thanks for leadership. Everything.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I think he's extremely frustrated. He absolutely feels some type of way, but he knows that it doesn't matter. He's probably so infuriated at the entire situation, but his feelings don't particularly matter.
Did he say, he said, I don't give a bleep about what I feel?
That's precisely,
kind of genius, actually. So,
he went on to talk about controlling the controllables and things like that, but I thought that was really the meat of the statement there.
Mindfulness bars,
wow.
Bro.
That's right.
Thank you.
We also have to hear from Myles Garrett, who is now in the same division as Aaron Rodgers. And he was asked, what does he think about Rodgers being in the AFC North?
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Nice. Now you first hear that body bag. Oh gosh, dude.
Yeah, it's figurative.
A little bit violent here.
Yeah,
it is definitely figurative, and it even goes a step further with Myles Garrett because he's the guy that during he loves Halloween. He's Mr. Halloween guy, and so during the month of October or whatever, he will have out in front of his in his lawn, he will have tombstones of quarterbacks.
Oh, love it.
I guess that he has sacked already that year, or maybe just that he had sacked in seasons past or whatever.
Right.
So he wants to make sure he gets the Aaron Rodgers tombstone in the front yard before Halloween. I'm sure he's going to have maybe a couple of tombstones with Aaron Rodgers on there.
Yeah.
He'll probably sack him two, three times.
Go ahead and get him sacked.
Yeah, I don't think he's that good anymore. So much of his game was part of his escapability and the ability to throw off platform. But once you go through those injuries in that age, it's not going to happen. I'm sure he can still make some great plays. But
Fred Davis is going to be definitely off the Aaron Rodgers bandwagon after what he just announced.
What happened?
He's wearing a ring on his wedding finger.
And what?
Reporters asked him, is that a wedding ring? He said, indeed, it is. I've been married now for a few months. So Aaron Rodgers is now married to an apparent mystery woman.
Look at that. All right.
Good for him.
Family man.
No celebrity this time?
Or it could be a man, I suppose.
That's true at this point. We're not totally sure.
He has been searching.
Do they wear it on the same finger?
I think so. I don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, good for him. I do wonder who this lady is. I feel like the last person he dated was some type of witch.
Oh, he did.
He dated that witch girl.
He did.
So hopefully he's pivoted from that. But hey, good for him. He's going to be donning the number 8, which has not really been kind to Steelers quarterbacks from yesteryear. Of course, that's Kenny Pickett. Of course, that's Tommy Maddox.
Tommy Maddox is what I was thinking of.
Tommy Maddox was a badass for a year, though.
That one year, huh?
Great year.
Okay.
That's after he was in the XFL.
It was.
Walchuk cannot answer this, but you guys can for Football Guy of the Day. Maybe this is easy for you guys, but Aaron Rodgers can become one of 5 quarterbacks to beat all 32 teams if he beats the Packers in Week 8 this year with the Steelers.
Tom Brady?
There's 4 quarterbacks. Brady's one who has beaten every team in the NFL, all 32 teams. Brady is absolutely one of those guys.
Montana?
No.
Is it our guy that just got the guy who retired from, why am I forgetting the game? New Orleans. Carr? Is Carr one of them?
No, he's lost every team, though, so I like what you're doing there.
I thought he'd be.
Yeah, because we were following that storyline, but he did. He took an L to every team.
He took an L to every team. Okay.
He's on the wrong side.
Breeze.
Breeze, there you go. That's where I thought you were going, Broadus, with the Breeze thing. Okay. So we got Brady and Breeze. These are all relatively, our era. Over the last 20 years type quarterbacks. This isn't dipping way back in. Yeah, 2 more quarterbacks. Huge name quarterbacks.
Peyton Manning.
There you go.
And Philip Rivers. Matt Ryan.
Philip Rivers was actually one that Walchuk had mentioned, but he was, of course, wrong. It was Drew Brees that was actually giving Walchuk some trouble. Broadus of anybody should know this one.
Brett Favre.
There we go. Ding, ding, ding. There's a nice little tie there. How do you guys feel about your performance?
Pretty good.
The fact that I thought Derek Carr had beaten every team in the league, I think he really lost to every team.
Yeah,
he
lost to every single football team.
I think I was spending too much time focusing on who played in both conferences, and that hung me up on Manning for a while.
Mm. Well, of course, rules are rules, Walchuk. So whenever you decide to do that, you can let us know. Now, elsewhere around the world of the NFL with the mandatory mini camps, of course, you have Trey Hendrickson, who still has not gotten his deal done in Cincinnati. He's holding out. TJ Watt holding out. You're looking at $105,000 in total to miss day one, two, and three of mandatory minicamp. So that's what TJ Watt, that's what Trey Hendrickson are going to be on the books for. Now, the other thing that you have to consider too with the Bengals, this is sort of who they are and what they do. They also don't have their rookie first round defensive end, Shamar Stewart, at mandatory minicamp. Certainly not practicing. I guess he's there, but he's just not practicing because they can't come to an agreement on the rookie contract, even though it seems like it's happening all over the place. But the Bengals are doing weird stuff,
yeah,
right?
They're doing weird stuff. There's like weird language in the contract that shouldn't be in there. And Shamar Stewart, I think, went off on him in a viral video that's going around today.
He says, I'm 100% right. It should be a no-brainer. In Trey's case, it should be a no-brainer too. So he's talking about the vet. He's like, I'm not asking for anything y'all have never done before. But y'all, talking about the Bengals, just want to win arguments more than winning games, in my opinion. He's telling that to the Cincinnati Bengals media at his locker. He's there physically, but he is not actually participating on the field. The Bengals continue to just outdo themselves with how poor it is that they take care of their guys.
Yeah, you know, I think unfortunately they are the Cowboys' peers in that regard. Like, who are the teams that drag their feet the most and, you know, aren't that good at figuring out how to get deals done early? I think it's Cowboys' Bengals.
By the way, we do have a bettor that has placed a $2 bet on the Browns to beat the Giants in the Super Bowl. So
the Browns to beat the Giants. I bet those are pretty good odds.
$2 bet. $6,000?
$6,000? $10,000 is what that would pay. Two measly dollars on Browns, Giants, Super Bowl, $10,000.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Flop checks and Mama take away 5 of them. Flop checks. Want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Thanks, Walchuk.
White.
And thank you, Chief.
Yep.
Okay. Rangers player show coming up in about 25 minutes. What was Bobby Belt's perspective on Jerry and Micah meeting for 30 minutes today while practice went down up there at the Star? That's coming up next here, the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.